A Semadan.
High Mystery.
It's time to dive beneath the waves and search for that mermaid lover. It's time for another episode of High Mystery. You know this podcast. We're about to smoke a bunch of weed and talk about one of the mysteries in our universe. I'm Colin.
I'm Robert.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Ariana.
That's us. We're the crew. We got Lou in the studio as always. He might be a little rambunctious today. I just got the feeling that he's going to make some noise. You're going to hear his paws clicking around.
Not Lou.
We'll be smoking my King Palm, which is filled with Jack Herrera and Skywalker. OG.
Nice.
Yeah.
I packed a high hemp wrap, a honey pot swirl high hemp wrap, with what we agreed was the Lowell Farms banana strawberry, I think.
Yeah.
OG.
I agree.
I agree. Concurred, indeed.
I'll allow it.
Today,
all majority rules.
Today we'll be tackling the mystery of the man of the hole.
Oh.
Tristan's hole?
He's, a different hole. He's a man indigenous to Brazil, and he lives alone in the Amazon rainforest. What are you giggling about over there?
Tristan's hole?
It's the ones they're familiar with.
It was just such a wholesome butthole joke. But it's also because Tristan's segments are called Tristan's
right.
Hole.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can really call it my segment. It was like one thing that I did.
Oh, we're going to do another.
Yeah, we're
obviously. We're going to do a lot more.
It's simply the first installment of
Tristan's hole. Exactly.
We might do a flyby. A flyby of the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Maybe not a deep dive.
Oh, no. We're descending in an elevator made for a mine shaft. That's how far we're going into Tristan's hole next time. We're going to be looking at our watches on the way down going, man, they really should have installed a faster elevator. We are going deep into the earth. It's going to get so cold.
Stay tuned, listeners.
Try not to get the black phone.
No, this is the man of the hole or the man in the hole Brazil. Yes. He's believed to be the last surviving member of his tribe for at least 22 years. He's named thusly because of characteristic holes that are in the middle of his shelters. Right in the middle of the shelter, there will be a hole dug down about 5 feet and about like maybe 12 inches wide. And it's just very narrow and straight down.
Yeah,
and
it seems like, how do you get in and out of that on like a regular basis?
Well, that's not where he's like sleeping or living. He has, as you can see, that he has like a proper hut over it, but there's this hole in the middle of the shelter, which people don't have any.
So like he can sleep over here or over here. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I thought this like took up
the whole
thing.
Incredibly inconvenient.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the toilet, you know?
That is his portal.
Why would you have it
in
your
other dimensions? That's how he gets to other dimensions.
He teleports from one hut to
the
other.
He has to go in the hole.
Maybe it's just, I was thinking it's like air conditioning or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's
like
actually
protection from the sun.
Solid theory, potentially. He doesn't need it for protection from the sun because he can build a sweet thatched roof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe he catches things.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That is definitely one of the theories, is that he uses the holes for hunting or protection for himself.
Maybe he's hunting the greatest prey, human. And he's tricking them. Humans are like, oh, sweet, a hut. I'm out here in the wilderness, I gotta go in, and then they fall in the hole.
Well, we'll get into it more, but he's actually he doesn't actively engage with outside humans, but he has, like, given warnings so that they don't end up in his traps.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, but he does have an iPhone 10.
He's very much living independently of modern, you know, niceties. He speaks an unknown language, and his tribe name is unknown because he's the last surviving member. Nobody can communicate with him, and he's not actively seeking, you know, modern people.
He's just, like, yelling people off whenever they come by, like...
I think it's more so that he's elusive and avoids people.
Oh, I guess that's how these pictures were taken, because people just, like, go into his little village.
Yep, and he's been seen from a distance. The picture in the middle of these pictures is of him actually cutting down a tree with one of his, like, hatchets or whatever. And so he's still out there doing his thing and healthy and okay. But he's, you know, named that because of the 6-foot hole in his shelter, which I already said. But they're a total mystery. They aren't sure if it's a religious tool or a religious thing, a hiding place, or a hunting tool. The world first became aware of him in 1996. And in 2007, 31 square miles were designated for him, making them off limits to trespassing and development.
That's pretty cool. Fuck? I like that.
It's basically
where is this again? Sorry.
In Brazil.
In Brazil. Okay, yeah.
It's basically them saying, like, indigenous people should have land, they should be able to live the way they've lived for thousands of years, and, like, don't build a mini mall on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he's been designated his own little place.
But he could build a mini mall on his land now.
Yeah,
he could be raking in some money.
His mini mall would have, like, an unintelligible sign, and you'd just have a really loud argument with him and never understand his language.
Yes.
Take forever to get your stuff.
The new leadership in Brazil, though, is cutting back protections for the rainforest. So
nice.
I hope he gets... keep his land.
Well,
he's not, like, fucking up the rainforest.
No, he's definitely part of it.
Saying,
harmony.
He gets to keep it.
Since then, he's been monitored by the Brazilian government and given tools and seeds, as well as trying to prevent intrusions into his area.
I'm surprised he took it, you know, because he's such, like, a standoffish guy. Like, I wonder if they just, like, kind of, like, placed him there and then, like, stepped backwards. Let's see if he takes the gift.
I think that is pretty much what was happening. Like, they were just leaving stuff, and they were like, if he benefits from it, great, and if not, you know, whatever. But even that is controversial,
mm-hmm.
you know, because some people think you shouldn't intervene in any way,
right.
And other people think,
directive.
We should help in any way we can.
Because we are intervening by existing.
Yeah, and just like, what if his range is supposed to be 160 square miles, you know, and we've cordoned him off to this small area for him?
Or he used to make, like, this really intricate tool, and now he has this other tool that he's not going to remember how to make his original tool with now. And that art form or that knowledge will be lost for...
It's safe to say it's going to be lost forever anyways.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Yeah. Someone go out there and marry this guy. Come on, start it. Let's go.
I've seen enough people fly from Europe and marry some guy that they hate.
Right? Dude, this is going to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes, my favorite show, 90
Day
Fiancé. 90 Day
Fiancé. Get this guy a wife. Married at First Sight, 90 Day. Combine the shows. Crossover.
Turning this into a 90 Day Fiancé.
Family Chantel comes down there.
I mean...
Yes.
The,
why do you dig the holes? I like to dig. That's another funny thing that I was, like, talking to Tristan about recently. Where it's like... that babe that's going around. It's like a couple lying in bed and... they're facing away from each other, and the woman is like, oh my god, I've lost him, like, what's going on? It's like this huge fucking paragraph rant about how her husband is, like, she's lost him forever, he doesn't care about her, he doesn't love
her,
whatever. And then on his side, it's like his thought bubble, and it's like one sentence, and he's just like, I wonder why my car wouldn't start today. It was just like the most random, like irrelevant, stupid thing. And that's how it is on those shows, 90 Day Fiancé and another one I like to watch. Like the girls are all freaking the fuck out. And then the guy is just like, he's just not even, he's oblivious.
That's definitely true on Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Like, the new brides are like freaking out. And then they like interview the guy and he's like,
He's not on the same planet.
The point is, the man in the hole is better than any man who's
exactly.
ever been on 90 Day Fiancé. I get you. That's,
exactly.
that's what we're
saying. He's an eligible bachelor.
He is.
He knows how to build stuff.
He can dig a hole.
Have they dug down deeper? Maybe they're deep graves.
Oh, that's dark, but I don't think so.
This guy killed his entire tribe. Like,
they're all down there?
Yeah.
Maybe he's talking to the lizard people that live down there.
It's true.
That's like a portal to the outer
lizard
world.
Lizard people do live down there. You are correct.
These sleep standing up.
Like cone heads?
What?
Like cone heads?
Like,
the cone heads sleep standing up.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes.
Nothing shall escape my reference capability. I can reference anything.
Did you enjoy that reference, listeners? Did it tickle your nuts?
Now I'm just picturing him sleeping, standing up in a hole, going. So that's how the cone heads did it.
Chewing on a condom like a piece of bubble gum.
Yep.
God.
Despite all the protections that the Brazilian government gave, like cordoning off this land and stuff, he was attacked by gunmen in 2009, but survived.
Yeah, he did. He's like, bullets cannot touch me.
Why? What the fuck?
Because people are
janks.
That's
fucking janks.
And then they found the hole, and he was fine.
Bunch of janks.
He escaped through the hole to another dimension. That's how he got away.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's a primitive person, you know, from a primitive time that fell into a hole.
He's like looking for the portal. That's why he's digging. He's like, I gotta get this fuck out of here.
Yeah,
God, they only gave me 30 meters. And it's here.
This hole used to be filled with ice, and this guy was a pre-man
in
the ice, and the tribe built this hut over it as like a sanctuary thing. You know, they praised the frozen man. And then the tribe died, and they weren't able to take care of the frozen man, and then that melted, and then he came out like,
crawled out of the hole.
Yeah, then he became prom king.
There are several of these holes out there. So
yeah? He made several holes?
Yeah, there's more than one.
He's a good hole maker.
Portals.
Maybe he's a stomach sleeper, and he didn't want to crush his dick.
I need
that for my
dick.
Boobs.
Yeah.
I like to sleep on my stomach too.
Well, just make a little hole from a dick.
We do know he avoids direct contact. We know he avoids direct contact with others, but is aware that he is being monitored and will sometimes signal to observation teams, helping them avoid his traps and pitfalls in the jungle. In 2018, a video of him was released to raise awareness about Brazil's indigenous peoples. He's believed to be in his 50s and in good health. The biggest question here, you know, he obviously exists. The mystery there too, what is the hole about and what happened to his tribe? Some believe that they were killed in a genocide by farmers that were just simply trying to expand their range or whatever, trying to make new farmable area. And then he's just the only one who survived that. And, you know, otherwise... question mark. I don't know. That's the only theory that's put out there. There was some evidence of like construction crews and farming crews in the area near like a clutch of these same huts with the holes in the middle. So who's to say? I don't know.
Is it possible that he was part of a tribe as a baby and they put him in a basket and pushed him down the river? And he washed up on a shore, and
a panther Moses.
He's
the Moses
Mowgli.
Baby. Or Mowgli.
But,
on Mowgli.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean,
but how does that explain the other huts with holes nearby?
I mean, the bigger question is, which songs do we sing from which movie? Jungle Book or what is the other one?
With Moses?
Yeah, there's a Moses Disney movie.
No.
Prince of
Egypt?
Prince of Egypt?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Thank you.
I know, but I'm not seeing
I just
that
remember
one.
The chariot race.
Yeah, for sure.
I have not seen that.
Let my people go. What's that from? I don't know. But
that's
I remember
a different issue.
The Charlton
Heston. I was like, what is that? It's like, they're hard to kill. Hard to kill. Hope. Hope to kill. He's a fucking Prince of Egypt, man. Remember the song.
I need to check out Prince of Egypt again, I guess.
Yeah, I just feel like his tribe is somewhere deeper in that that rainforest, you know.
And you think he just got separated?
Or exiled?
Exiled or separated.
Weird. He talks in his own language. We don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Martin. We're tired of you.
I mean, you got to figure there's probably at least one tribe that we don't know about in the middle of that jungle.
So you're basically saying that his tribe's just like a bunch of mean girls who are like, we're done with you. Get out of here. We're over your face.
Or it could be he chooses to leave, spurn love, you know, who knows.
Right? People get mad, digging holes.
Like, I'll go off on my own. Take my brother.
But what about those holes?
The holes?
Are they not, like, couldn't it just be the bathroom?
If it was, then I feel like they'd be like, there's a bunch of turds in this hole. He's obviously
how
using
deep
it for
is the
a
hole,
toilet.
Did you say?
It's about the, like, height of him,
also,
I think.
If your hut is the fucking size of this bedroom we're in, why?
Smaller, probably.
You know, like, you can make it outside. Like, why would you put it in the center of your hut?
Yeah. No.
You know,
I
it's
agree.
Like,
yeah.
Just walk. If his whole life is outside, it's not like he's like, I'm not
maybe
getting up from the TV.
No,
I'm just peeing where I am.
Used, you know?
I mean, if his tribe was indeed wiped out, you know, by somebody who just came in and killed them all, it could be just like a post-traumatic stress disorder response, where that's just like a thing that makes him comforted, being able to dig a hole
in
and
control.
Drop down in it.
Yeah.
Maybe he hid inside there and that's how he survived.
But what about the other holes in the other huts? That's
he's got holes all over the place so he can drop in.
So he can drop and hide.
Maybe.
Have they seen him dropping and hiding?
I don't think so. But maybe he's also familiar enough with them that he's
he doesn't hide.
Yeah, less elusive.
My thought would be that these are like wells that he's dug. And, like, the huts are to keep, like, you know, leaves and shit out of the well. And then they, like, dry up or whatever. And then he tries another one that maybe hits or doesn't hit. Tries another one that does hit, puts a hut up.
That's definitely a common survival method to just dig down
it's
to water.
True. Yeah.
Try to find the table.
Yep. You get a well, essentially, of water that is much safer to drink than the, source of water that it's nearby.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I didn't even think of that.
So that's maybe. It could be something. He could be a cryptid, too. Just a
cryptid.
That's right. He's a humanoid.
A weird flesh gate or skinwalker. I know they're two different things, but I can never remember the distinction between the two.
Could be a shaved foot.
Tristan
a shaved
the
foot.
Distinction. He knows. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell the difference?
What were we talking about? The difference of what?
The
flesh
gate
and
the
skinwalker.
Yeah, skinwalker is like the Native American shaman, basically.
Okay.
And or ancient alien or whatever you want to think. And then the flesh gate is the one that wants to take your skin and become you and take your spot in society.
And it makes sense because nobody understands him.
Right? The flesh gate would be comprehensible, and he's doing all this weird behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And he just like caught on from some tribe members before or something.
Does he smell like rotting blood and like sulfur?
Probably.
Because that's like usually a telltale sign. Like,
nobody,
it smells like death. There's a skinwalker, or there's a flesh gate nearby.
Nobody can get close enough to find out, you know? Which wouldn't be very flesh gate like.
Right.
You'd think a flesh gate would reach out because it wants to take over as many souls as it can.
It's a flesh gate that, like, you know, just gave up.
That's a flesh gate that just gave
just
up.
Just an apathetic flesh gate.
Or did he win? Like, did he successfully?
He took the whole tribe, maybe.
Yeah.
He's like full. Yeah. He's like, yo, I need to just chill for a little bit.
I am so full on tribe members.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be just a really successful flesh cape.
Went from one guy to the next. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, I guess that's Bigfoot tapping on the window outside. I guess that's time to wrap up another episode of High Mystery. Thanks for listening. I'm Colin.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
And I'm Robert.
You're the best for listening to us. Check us out on Patreon.